Damn, so that's how it's gonna be, Cat. Didn't think you had it in you. More competent than I thought. Not to sing you praises or anything, because I'm not the songbird here, you are. I think you're pretty fucking good. This training we've been doing, you've been impressing me. I want us to be prepared as we go back into the lion's den. After all, if a bird gets its wings clipped, I don't need to tell you what happens. We'll be just as threatening as fried chicken. You shouldn't make that joke when I'm here. Yeah, guess not, huh? If I knew there was a snarky piece of burnt, whatever you are, then I probably wouldn't have made that comment. Bold words for someone who screwed me over. I said I'm sorry. Seriously. I said I'm fucking sorry. I can't make up for it. Except for now. Dobby. I'm sorry about those years ago. Thank you for helping out now. I swear I'll pay you back, and this isn't about paying back. This is about doing what's right. And I see someone suffering that I care about. That's it. Don't think it's always about you. Well, it is this time, right? You being thankful for the good times, right? Shut up. You don't get to know that. Well, whatever. I'm still thankful you're here. And not trying to kill me. It's better than I expected things to be. I mean, fuck. I expected you to walk in here and try and fry me right then and there. That would have sucked. You would have lost then and there, huh? I don't know, maybe. Don't really want to find out which one of us wins there. Got a bad feeling I'd be cooked. You know how it works. You, being as intimidating as you are. That's rich coming from the program's favorite little subject. I was only favorite because I did more fucked up shit. You know that. Now, if we're gonna head out, then let's get going. I mean, fuck it. What have we got to lose at this point? Waiting for Endeavor to take us all? If you think that he's going to make it here. Well, no, he won't. He's got false information. You didn't. Ah, fuck, man. He's gonna be so pissed at you. You know you can't handle him when he's pissed. That's fine. I mean, what's the worst that could happen? Me getting burned worse than I am? Hey, someone that cares how crispy you are. It's concerning if they're gonna overcook you. As much as I think your jokes are so fitting of this, I gotta do my job here. I'm gonna be the decoy. I'll be in and out of comms. Pay attention. If you two are fucking around too much, we could all die. Don't forget that. And I'm expecting an airdrop and you getting us out of here. Bossy as usual, huh? Well, kid, what do you think? Yeah, I think it's the best plan we got. Not really sure, though, how I like a friend going out like that. You sure about this, Dobby? It's not too late to change things up. I can be a decoy and it wouldn't work. You're too predictable. They need something mysterious, otherwise it won't work. I'm sorry, but the past can't hold us back any longer. Otherwise, it's just going to haunt. Otherwise, we'll never know what it's like to be free, one way or the other. I hope you don't mean that. You better not. I swear to God, if you die, I'll kill you. Good luck with that. As for the intention, I appreciate it, but...
not sure how I feel right now. There's a lot of emotions, but
nothing in this world will stop me from trying my best here. I've got a lot of things I want to say to you, a lot of scores to settle with you later, Hawks. I can't settle a score with someone who's buried already, so do what you can to survive, or I'll kill you.
You always did have that way with words there, Dovey. Fine, I'll trust you. Just don't betray me, that fucking suck.
Well, maybe I am, maybe I'm not. That means you're not. You're not a very slick liar, you know that? For as much as people seem to think you are, I can read you like a book. Or so you think. Ciao. See ya. Sorry about that, kid. There's a lot going through my mind, but well, first of all, we gotta take to the skies. Care to fly with me? Well, I wish it was that way. But this time, it's just a normal flight. It'd be too conspicuous if I just flaunted my wings everywhere.
Tell me, how many other dashing, handsome, beautiful, red-tailed hawk heroes are there? Oh yeah, just me. Right. And if there are other ones, no offense to them, but they don't got the glam. They don't got the style I got. I mean, that's why you're with me and not them, right? I'm not saying you're just to the highest bidder of awesome, but you know what? Little lovebird, lately, I've realized something about you. You give too much, you know that? You followed me through all this without a second thought. You took this new life. I tried to run away from everything and you supported it. I know your intentions were good. And you did a hell of a job of making me feel loved. But I realized running from problems ain't gonna fucking solve anything. And if we want to do anything with it, then we gotta make it happen ourselves. Solve the problem at the core. Or watch as it hunts you down like a rabid pack of wolves. I love you. You know that's true. You have to. I mean, think of all the things we've been through at this point. Fuck, we've been through everything. And by everything, I mean a lot more than most. But I'm glad we survived it. And I'm glad I can fucking make these stupid jokes with you. Just think about it. The alternative? It's just giving up. It's like looking into the mirror and saying I can't change my fate. Fuck that. No, I can change it. But it's gonna take a lot. And you've helped me so much. Baby bird. You make me feel when I thought I was just this numb bastard. I thought I was a playboy who just wanted time and women, men, you name it. I wanted everything. Everything in between. Every vice under the sun. Alcohol, drugs, the whole thing. I just wanted to feel. But you showed me I didn't need any of that. Kept my head out of those things long enough to realize I didn't need them. That I needed you instead. You. You stood with me even after that PR disaster when I hit the damn reporter. You stood with me even after I thought everything was gonna go to hell. I love you. I love you more than anything, kid. And I hope you realize it. Every single thing I've done as a pro hero since we've met, it's changed. You've been that change. And I don't want to lose someone so vivid and bright. Fuck, kid. You make me think that I'm making some kind of reckless choice, but the more reckless choice would be me going off on my own. Think about it. You sacrificing yourself for me for what? I don't want that baby bird. I don't fucking want that ever. I don't care if you could. Baby bird, no. I don't want to lose you to anyone or anything. You hear me? Nothing. And I'm not gonna let anything happen. Cause you're my little hummingbird. I can't. Can't fucking think of anything but you. When I think of something that makes me happy, it's only you, kid. It's only been you for the last half a year. I didn't know I could feel like this. Never fucking knew. But I'm so happy I can, because it means I'm human like you. It means we got one more fucking thing in common, right? It means that I'm not some kind of monster that I thought I was, some unfeeling killing machine that they tried to make me. It means that I'm me. Beautiful, stupid, whatever you want to call me. An idiot, madly in love with you. I don't care. I don't care if it makes me something crazy. So what, kid? So fucking what? I guess sometimes it really does feel good. Having nothing to lose, right? I say that, but I have everything to lose in you. The last thing I want is for something bad to come to both of us, because I'm greedy. You see, this playboy you're dating? Yeah, baby bride. He wants his hummingbird all to himself. He wants to make you happy, truly, because he's never made anyone happy in his life. And oh, you're gonna pull that card, huh? Not complaining, not by a fucking long shot, but you really think it's the right decision? You know, doing this. You could probably hide away if you were smart with it. And give you enough of my money, and you'd be set for life. It's not too late for that. How'd I know you'd say something so fucking stupid, but so fucking you? Go with me till the end. There shouldn't be an end, kid. There shouldn't be, but if we fuck up, there might be. Yeah. Let's think optimistically. Wouldn't want anything to go bad. Wouldn't want you to lose your head on me. It's too pretty right where it is. Fuck. You know what I love more than anything about all this? Yeah, it's that I'm gonna get to spend more time with you. And if we make it out of this, we'll have some massive daredevil stunts to brag about for the rest of our lives. Maybe some more fun than others. Since we're gonna be doing an escape and a bit of super sleuth work. Us going back, they probably won't stop us. At least that's what I'm counting on. After all, I mean, bad. They're cocky enough they can kill me anytime since they got Endeavor on my ass. Anyways, why don't you just relax? On our way to the airport, everything's gonna get determined by what they do next. Fuck. The more I think about it, the more I laugh. Because, hummingbird, I think about it and I realize we're gonna be on a normal plane with normal people. That's not my style. No private jets, no extravagance. I mean, come on. I know it's safer this way, but fuck. Might have to spice things up. Maybe do something just a tad bit crazy. Let your imagination run wild. Because you're gonna be riding on the SS Hogs. Wait, SS is for... Listen, I don't really care if it's a boat or plane or whatever it is. As long as you're there, it's exactly where I wanna be. Meow. I know hawks don't meow, I'm not a cat, but... Come on, kid. Cut me some slack here. With you? I can't wait. Don't worry, kid. If anything did happen, it's about to crash, we jump out the side. Think I couldn't make it out safely?
I'd rescue you from a falling plane in a heartbeat. You got nothing to worry about. Trust me. I've been on a few planes, and only a few of them have ever had issues. And even if it did, so fucking what? You got me. Just relax, okay? We'll be getting on soon. Hey, keep the tip. No, sorry, just for the cabbie. Look at you. My little songbird. You sure do melt into me in a cute way. God, I love you. Can you blame me? I mean, come on. Watch your step. Don't worry, cute little hummingbird. I'd never let you get hurt. And if you miss your step, I'll just pick you up and fly away. Isn't that the way that I've always been? I don't know when to quit, when to stop, or when it's too much or over the top. I mean, fuck it. What have I got to lose, huh? What have either of us got to lose? Nothing. Fucking nothing. Now, why don't we go? Our flight leaves in a few minutes, so we might as well get something nice. I want your lips. You already knew that, didn't you? You knew exactly what I wanted. To distract you from all that. You got me. Doesn't mean I'm gonna stop, though. On second thought, I'm in bed. I'm a little more hungry than I thought. Eat the documents. What, your kisses are my favorite meal? You already knew that. Come on, kid. Don't want to be left behind, do you? Let's get on that plane. I was gonna make another excuse to waste time, but looks like it's leaving and we don't want to be left behind. Good thing we don't have much for baggage. Up you go. You're the only baggage I want tagging along. Baby bird. After you, baby bird. I might be hungry, but fuck. Sometimes you gotta wait. Oh, don't worry about us. Yeah, you're the person who takes the tickets. Wish you all the best. I got a plane to catch. What? Wouldn't you be nice to someone doing that? Oh, right. They don't speak, probably. Maybe they do. Doesn't matter. I got you wrapped in my arms like this. And, well, you're my captive audience for this flight. I'll be your attendant and make sure everything fucking goes well, okay? It's kind of cramped having my wings in here, but not gonna complain. Now, let's say you get the window seat, and I show you how beautiful the view is. Oh, come on, cat. Live a little. You're my baby bird, aren't you? And just relax. We're on the plane now, and you probably didn't even notice we already took off, soaring through the sky almost as fast as I can. Yeah, it is quite a view. I think we're talking about two separate things. Yeah, I meant you, my cute dodo bird. Just in this moment, what's wrong? Can't handle a little teasing? Don't answer that, I already know you can't. You little lovebird. Now come on, fess up. What are you thinking about, babe? Awfully cute, aren't you? My little hummingbird right there in front of me. And you expect me to hold back in any way? Sorry, no, this bastard doesn't know how to. We're on our way back to Japan. Feels so nostalgic, doesn't it? No regrets, though. No regrets at all. I get to go back with you, we get to decide our fate. Say what happens next, and hopefully live through it if we're lucky. Nah, you're pretty talented, aren't you, baby bird? I can tell. I mean, come on. Up until not too long ago, I didn't really have much worth fighting for. But now I do. Now I've got so much. And it's all because of you, baby bird. I hope you realize how much of it really affects me. Your time, your passion. I wouldn't trade anything for it. I mean, fuck Hummingbird. I'm on a regular-ass plane with you. And admiring the view. Well, at least I'm not too upfront about it, right? I like to look into your eyes. I like to hold you. I like to kiss you. Don't worry, no one will see. And if they do, they'll be really jealous. Like I like them to be. Either jealous of you or jealous of me. I don't really give a fuck which one. Oh, Hummingbird. You make me feel so loved. Damn. Sexy, talented, cute, gorgeous, easy to tease. And do you do it? Come on, baby bird, you know you like the attention. I know sometimes maybe I'm a bit hard to handle, but don't you think it's worth it for the good times? Come on, baby bird. You know how much you mean to me. How much these cuddles, they make me feel right at home. Don't get too antsy now. I mean, fuck it. We can do whatever we want. Just don't want to make too much of a scene, right? I might just have a solution for that. Other than, you know, not giving a fuck. Hey, baby bird. You. You're too easy. Did you think I was going to deliver some heartfelt speech? Fuck it, I can if you want. Why not? I mean, come on, think about it. You and I, we always are on the same page with things. I'm not gonna fucking say that we're the best couple in the world, but I'm saying we're the best couple in the world. Yeah, and what of it? Who's gonna fucking contest it, right? Anyone can try. I just hope things work out for the better. I'd rather not have anyone get in our way, and I have to, you know, get rid of them. Like that. You know, I'm not afraid of it so much as I'm afraid of what you'd think now. I don't like having to resort to violence anymore. You've really made me a changed man. If I want to resort to violence with anything, it's just passionately kissing you until you can't breathe. Blame yourself. You made me this way. Come on, Hummingbird. You can tell what you do to me, can't you? You're so aware. Damn. God, you have no idea how hard it is not to be extra for me. Actually, being extra for me is just normal, isn't it? If you think about it, me being myself might be considered extra, but fuck it. I'm not gonna put any bars on who I am because I don't want you to do that either. I'm gonna be the fucking bastard I am, and I'm gonna do it in the smoothest way that gets right to your heart. Oh, trust me. Trust me, baby bird. I'm going to love the hell out of you. And, of course, I mean with kisses, cuddles, you name it. Whatever that cute imagination of yours can come up with, I'm sure we can make it happen, right? Fuck. You really know how to get to me. It makes me feel like I'm, well, like I'm in love. I know I am. I know we are. But still doesn't break from the fact I'm not used to this kind of thing. Baby. You're my baby bird, but
Sometimes I don't know what to say. You're just that special. And so what if I spoil you a little? Not like you're gonna complain, right? Cute baby bird. Look at you. Already flustered. Got your feathers in a bunch. And that's just for me. Forcing you to look back at me. Admiring that beauty of yours. Getting real, real close. You bet, baby bird. I've gotta take things slowly. I've gotta make sure you know how much I love you. How much every single tantalizing moment I'm trying my best to convey it. That passion, that love, that anguish on every single time I get to touch you drives me a little more crazy, don't you think? And if being crazy is what I am, I just fucking love it. Holding you this close, God! Baby bird, I just want you to feel loved and safe and all the other jazz. We can figure out everything one baby step at a time, you know? You don't realize it, do you? Just how much of an effect you do have on me. Damn. It's kind of calming. The way you make me feel this way. Hummingbird. I only wish I knew how my little lovebird felt right now. I mean, I can make assumptions. Pretty good at that. But then they make the wrong one, and then what? I wouldn't know how much these kisses mean to you. Alright, that's a lie. I can tell by the look in your eyes how much you want me to hold you more. And how much you enjoy this. I mean, come on. Let's just face it. Face those facts. You are so mine. Every single time you make it too easy, baby bird. I know that you think that I'm just all kinds of crazy. But it's only for you. It's only ever been for you. You drive me crazy, baby bird. You realize that? I don't give a fuck what happens with the world. I've dealt with that. I mean, come on. Do I look like I'm the type to just do Good Samaritan for the sake of whatever the fuck? I'm not that kind of person anymore. And that's okay. I mean, come on. I'm softer than I was, at least. Remember when I fucking met you? Yeah. How much I considered you just another admirer at first. And how quickly you proved that that wasn't the case. I loved that fact and I kind of hated it at the same time. How easily you worked your way into my life. How perfect you were, a match to me, exactly what I needed. Damn. You know what, kid? I'd say you stole my heart from day one. Just 2 euros. Going down a path that led them right out of Eurodom. Is that even a fucking word? Who gives a fuck what I do? I give a fuck about how you react right now. How many more kisses you can take, and if you follow my invitation over there. If they don't see us, then there's no problem, right? God, that look on your face makes me feel so alive. I love you, baby. You know, I never thought I'd be able to say this about anyone. You broke all of my standards right then and there of what I thought love should be, of what I thought it could be. You floored me. And I'm proud, baby bird. Proud to have someone like you by my side wherever I go. It's just not the same without you. I hope you realize that. My one and only baby bird. I love you so much. And I only want to be just a bit more greedy.
But what?
I can't help it. You make me greedy, baby. You make me the greatest in the world.
Following so quick. You naughty little thing. So, baby bird, am I to take that as an invitation to rock your world at 20,000 feet? Or whatever this is.
I want to be the Mile High Club with you. Just you and me. Nothing else to stop us. We might as well enjoy ourselves.
I mean, fuck it.
What are we gonna miss out on, huh? Something like this or that? No. That's what I love about you, baby bird.
It doesn't fucking matter what I suggest. If you agree, you agree. And if you don't, you tell me right then and there. As honestly and as truthfully as you've ever been.
So cute. You're mine, baby bird. I'm going to make the sweetest love to you right here. And don't worry, doesn't fucking matter if anyone can hear. The reason why I want you and I don't want to wait. I don't want to wait another second. You're so fucking cute. And the way you react to every touch. Enticing to the last bit. Look at you. Always such a cutie. I swear to God, you could feel that, can't you? How much I want you. Oh, yeah. Come on. What's the best you've got? Can't be that, right? No way in hell. Oh, yeah. That's right, baby bird. You're gonna be my hummingbird. Let me make you sing a song, yeah. Fuck. Don't you ever get too tired of the world taken away from you and our time. You know, the only makeshift thing I can do here is take the belt and stuff and make things a little more interesting. What do you say? You've been a little stubborn lately. Now bend over. Yeah. Bend over like a good baby bird. Like a hummingbird who really wants it. Yeah. You looking forward to this? Yeah, I fucking bet you are. This belt's just for you. Now relax. It'll only hurt for a moment.
Oh, yeah. Fuck.
Gotta kiss you real nice there.
Oh, yeah. Look at you. You're a fucking mess now, aren't you? Yeah. Oh, yeah. That's right, hummingbird. Let's make you cry out like a good hummingbird should. Come on, baby. Oh, yeah. I think you might have had enough, yeah.
Or maybe not enough. Yeah, probably not. I'll leave my mark on you yet. You see this nice tie? Let's rub it around your neck real tight. And there we've got a makeshift cute little baby bird. Of course, this wrapped around, I pull it tighter. Well, it might just choke you a little.
Do you fucking love me?
Yeah. Those fingers chilling up your thigh left that fucking leg on the sink. Nobody will know it's occupied.
Fuck. Yeah.
Your lips are so sweet. With that nice little sensation. That tingling you feel when the air comes difficult. A big kiss down your neck. What's that?
Can you handle it?
Yeah. Can you? I said fucking can you, and your answer was yes, sir. Can you fucking feel it? Was that so hard? I can't hear you say it again. Say yes, sir. Right. Now.
Say yes, sir.
Yeah. Gently now. Know how much you want to be a nice, obedient little baby bird. Now be my songbird. And say what you really want. Cute little hummingbird. Come on. Get with it. Say it. Yes, sir. I want you to devour me standing. Yeah. Fucking say it. And please, in the end. Now look at me. You see this? Yeah. I'll choke you while I do it if you're bad.
Trust me, baby bird.
I've got complete control. Now just say it. Say what you want. Yeah?
Come on. Show me what you want. Yeah?
Where's the yes, sir? Yeah, say it.
Yeah.
That's a good little hummingbird. Yeah. I'm not being rough with you. I'm just giving you what you want. Someone to hold all the control and keys for your feelings. All the secret codes of fucking life. And I'll make you feel it. You best believe it, songbird. I'll make you sing so fucking much. Now, why don't you stand still and sit on that sink, whatever the fuck you're gonna do. Because I'm gonna devour you right here, right now. Look at me. This tie comes in handy for making you look at me. You're so cute and beautiful, even when your desires shine. Gently now, this time is just for you. You're so fucking sexy. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Moan my name, little songbird. Yeah. Yeah, I'm gonna make you come so fucking hard. Yeah, I had that time. I'm gonna lap up and down. I know you fucking love it. Yes, you fucking do. Yes, you do. Fuck. Oh, God, I love you so fucking much, baby bird. Now be real quiet. Wouldn't want to get ourselves kicked out, right? I know I can fly, so. Look at me.
Yeah, look at me, you sexy thing. Oh, fuck. So fucking good. Your flavor, your scent. Thank me for devouring you. Yeah, hummingbird, say yes, sir. Yeah. Say thank you, sir. Say thank you, sir. Oh. Come for me. Fuck yeah. Oh yeah. Come right in my mouth like that. Yes. Oh fuck. And obedient. Say thank you, sir, for devouring me. Oh, yeah. Itadakimasu. Gotta clean up the mess you made. And now, let's see. Oh, my sweet little love bird. We get it fucking on right here, right now. If anyone knocks on the door, you'll tell them you're okay, right? Yes, you will. Yes, you will. Yeah, that's right. Show me what you got. Yeah, baby. Yeah, my baby bird. I love you so fucking much. Now, just relax. Let me take that sexy body of yours slowly. Yeah, all those fucking sweet nothings in your ear. Yes, baby bird. I'm not done with you, and I never will be. Fuck it. One inch at a time, yeah. Yeah, you can come for me out loud, and I'll stick these fingers in your mouth like that. I'll pull this necktie. It's wrapped you nice and snug. Thought I heard something. It wasn't anything, right? Oh, fuck. It is someone out there. You know what to do. Tell them everything's fine, right? That's right. Yeah, my hummingbird, nice and obedient. And I'll say thank you for taking so much good care of me. Yeah, you can be nice and obedient. Now, come on. Time before they start wondering. Yeah. Would be a shame if I... Remember the part about taking things easy. Sorry, baby bird. I can't now. I don't have a child when it's with you. Oh, fuck. Yeah, just act normal. Tell him something. I don't fucking know.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, baby bird. Yeah, fuck. Just like that. Yeah. Nice. Deep thrust inside you. Yeah. Fuck yeah. Yeah, baby bird, you take all that back, huh? Yeah. Yeah. Fuck. Yeah, you give me that time. Oh, yeah. Oh, fuck. Why do you want me to come so fucking deep inside you, don't you? Yeah. Nice and slow, you want to slow deep first look at you. Yeah, baby. Yeah, baby, Brad. Come on. Come on, yeah. Yeah, come for me, yeah. Yeah, come for me into your stomach. Come on, neck, yeah, you're gonna come on being real by the fucking god. Yeah, you fucking love it, don't you? Yeah, my god, deep inside you, the deep brush right against you, right while you're standing, being pushed against the wall, like looking right in front of my fucking eyes, yeah. Oh, fuck. Fuck, yeah. They're still there. Oh, they better think of something. Yeah, don't worry. Nothing will happen. We just come out one at a time, right? Yeah. Fuck. Yeah, I'm gonna come so fucking deep inside you. Yeah. Yeah, baby. Yeah, baby, bird. Oh, fuck. Yeah. Oh, fuck. Oh, shit. I'm gonna come so fucking much. Fuck. We made it, that sweet little hole of yours. Yeah, you barely contain yourself, right? Cute baby bird. Oh, yeah. Sexy little thing, too. Oh, fuck yeah. Well, what now, baby bird? Do we even exit here? Do we dare to? Just leave it as is. I'm not sure. Fuck it. I don't care if we have to wait the minute. They'll probably see us anyways. And if we do get found out, we just tell them we didn't do anything. Quick, clean up this mess, yeah. Or we can make more of it. I love you, baby bird. If not for you, I wouldn't fucking be this happy. I'd still be wallowing in my own misery. So, baby bird, don't fucking forget it, okay? How much you've done for me. How much you mean to me, and how sexy you are when you're filled with my gum and cock. Oh, sorry. Was that not very comforting? Fuck. Guess I got this comforting thing wrong, but who gives a fuck? At this point, I'm content just getting lost with you for the rest of forever, just like this. That's right, baby.
You'll always be my hummingbird, you know that. And I'm gonna make sure that we're just not a part of the Mile High Club once now. We gotta do it a fucking bunch of times until we get tired of the drill. I just want the thrills with you. Baby, I just want to make you cry out my name again and again. And you best believe I'm gonna do it, so don't be too disappointed now when I do succeed. Undoubtedly, a bunch of fucking times. You know, it's just how I do things. Winning is kind of my thing, right, Ken? I love you, hummingbird. You'll always be my baby bird. God, you're so cute. Especially looking the mess that you are right now.